Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about the mystery of Pentecost, the mystery of the Eucharist as well, the two great mysteries from which the church draws her life. And it's something that's been burning in my heart. I've been thinking a lot about it. I think I'm going to write a booklet about it. Speaking of booklets, I want to mention a couple of things. One is I'm offering now Ralph Martin's book, Mary's Mission, Our Response, as a free offer. You can, at the end of the program, there'll be an 800 number you can call, or you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. It's a beautiful, simple booklet, breaking open, you might say, the mystery of Our Lady, of Mary, and the unique role that she's been given by Jesus. And it's also tied very much to what I've been talking about this week, because so much of what we see is in Mary is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who prepared her at her conception. It's the Holy Spirit who overshadowed her, it says in Luke's gospel. It's the Holy Spirit that moved her to sing and give praise to God. It's the Holy Spirit that gave her, even as just a young woman, so much confidence in God. And there was so much humility and grace at work in her. She was full of grace, the angel said to her. It's a miracle of God. And what the catechism talks about in relationship to Our Lady is that, you know, she's the first disciple, and what she experienced in fullness is what Christ died to give to all of us. She's the first recipient of the graces that flow from the victory of Jesus for the sake of the salvation of the world. And she continues to have this unique role because of the intimate way she was united to Jesus, you know, in a way no one else literally has been. I mean, the blood that ran through the veins of Jesus came from Mary. You know, it's very interesting to think about how intimately tied, and she's a mirror of the church. She's a sign. There's so much there. This booklet can, in a succinct and a very accessible way, describes the mission of Our Lady, the role that she has chosen by God, for, and also how she's working, the Lord's working through her in this hour in the church. And she's got a key role in many ways among the disciples. That's all of us. She has the most key role working with her son to bring about conversion and salvation, extending the mission of the church to so many. Jesus loves to have us participate in his great mission. That's why one of the reasons he gave us a share in this great grace of the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to remind you, go ahead and you can call the 800 number at the end. We're happy to send this out to you. I'm also just finished a booklet called The Unfailing Promises of God. It's going to be available probably in the next month or so. I'll have it on the radio program for you. Just to describe, it's so important in this hour of struggle and difficulty where there's so much discouragement happening that we remember who we are in Christ. I mean, who we are in Christ and what he's done for us hasn't changed. We have every reason, friends, to get out of bed in the morning and rejoice like Mary rejoiced, you know, in her Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of God, the greatness of what he's done for me and what he's done for us. The devil wants us to take our eyes off that reality and to make it look like he's in charge or that he's winning somehow. He's not winning. He's not going to win. He's been defeated. We're in a spiritual battle, yes, but part of the answer is for us to rediscover and to live in the truth that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. No matter what the circumstances of life, I'm a child of God, royalty of the King. And it's not just a fiction or an idea or just some way to encourage people. It's a fact. And to live in and from the fact of who Jesus is in us and to believe as Our Lady believes, she's the great model for us, is crucial to our being able to be fruitful in living the way Christ calls us to live, to rely radically, radically on him, following the footsteps of Mary and the apostles and the saints. It's just what a great time to be alive, such a great time to be alive. So that booklet on the unfailing promises of God, I hope will be an encouragement to you. It won't be available till the beginning of March, right? Probably the first week of March, hopefully we'll have it ready for you. So, and I just want to ask you as well, if this program in any way has blessed you, has been an encouragement to you, if it feeds your heart at all, first of all, I'm grateful for that. Thanks be to God. I hope the Lord gives you more and more every time you tune in and he fills us and he speaks to us in the Holy Spirit here. And I ask you just to spread the word, get people to download the app, I'm a bad marketer. I should work harder at this. I always forget. I miss a lot of great opportunities to get people to tune in because people want to. So help me spread the message if you've been blessed by this. So, okay. I want to pick up where I left off yesterday from the Catechism, talking about the relationship, the role of the Holy Spirit in the mission of the church. And it was so beautifully put in this first paragraph in this section of the Catechism, 737 paragraph. And it said, we're ending on, it says, the Spirit manifests the risen Lord to all those who believe. He recalls his word to them and opens their minds to the understanding of his death and resurrection. You see, it's the special mission of the Spirit and why when we go forward to extend, to give, to bear witness and to testify to who Jesus is, we have to remember the Spirit is at work in us and the Spirit's at work in the listener. And it's the Spirit's job, you might say, to manifest Jesus, not your job. You can't produce it in anybody. You can't open a person's heart. You can't. But all you're called to do, and I'm called to do, is just to witness to the mercy and tender love of God that's revealed in Christ and make an offer and an invitation to people to come and to be united to God through Christ. The paragraph goes on. It says, He, that is the Holy Spirit, makes present the mystery of Christ supremely in the Eucharist in order to reconcile them and to bring them into communion with God that they may bear much fruit. Again, there's just so much packed in this one line. The Holy Spirit makes Jesus present, not only manifesting and giving faith conviction to us that he's Lord, but it's the Holy Spirit who makes Christ present in the sacramental life of the church, supremely in the Eucharist, which I've talked about quite a bit over the last week and a half. I won't go into it in depth at this moment. You can, you know, just look at last week's programs and the beginning of this week as well. But the bottom line is in the Eucharist, why it's the source and summit is we're touching in the representation of the sacrifice of Jesus. We're touching the reality, the offer, the perfect offering of love that came from the earth that all of us were meant to give to God. All who are made in his image and likeness, that perfect response, the perfect offering, which is self-donating love, offering of his heart Jesus gave to the Father, that love that came from the earth and through which salvation comes to the world, the sacrifice of Jesus, the offering of his life and the shedding of his blood, so much happened in that moment to open heaven and to make it possible for human beings to offer ourselves with him. And so, The Catechism is saying here that Jesus is forming a communion. Remember, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are a communion. They're a relationship of a communion of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a spiritual family. And we're being called and drawn into that reality, and it's perfectly expressed, at least the most perfectly expressed on the earth, in the Eucharist, because it's us together with Christ offering ourselves in the power of the Holy Spirit to the Father, and we're being changed to it. And that communion that is living with the Father and the Son, the Catechism is telling us, from living with them in love, we begin to bear fruit. The fruits of the Spirit begin to emerge in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We learn to walk by the Spirit, just as Jesus walked by the Spirit. The Christian life is a life in the Spirit, walking out in this short time we have on earth, living with Jesus and the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's called abiding in the Lord. Jesus said, if you abide in me, you'll bear much fruit. We're called to literally bear the fruit of God's kingdom. And that really matters. It's important. Jesus gave that very challenging teaching, parable, whatever. He said that, you know, the Father's the vine dresser and he keeps an eye on the vine, the growth of that vine. The church is that vine. Jesus is the vine. We're the branches of the church. And it comes from, the church lives from Jesus. And if we're not abiding in Jesus, we're not going to bear much fruit. Our branch is going to be decrepit or whatever. And Jesus said, the Father cuts off those branches and he throws them into the fire if they're not living with and from him. And just living with him and loving him and radically drawing close to him. It doesn't matter who you are or what line of work you're in or what vocation you have, it can happen for all of us. It's meant to happen and will happen in and through us. There's no reason why we can't have bankers who are saints and plumbers who are saints and school teachers who are saints and moms who are saints and young people who are saints and football coaches who are saints, you name it, every walk of life. It's just a matter of living with Jesus in the power of the Spirit, in his church, in the communion of the church, and radically walking with him and obeying him. Paragraph 738 says the church's mission is not an addition to that of Christ and the Holy Spirit, but it's his sacrament. Okay, the church's mission is the same, is the expression in the earth of the mystery of Jesus and the Holy Spirit's work together to bring about salvation. It says it's the sacrament in her whole being and in all of her members. The paragraph says, in her whole being, that's the whole church, you're part of the church, which means in your very core, in your being, and in all of her members, we are members of this body. The church is sent to announce, to bear witness, to make present, and to spread the mystery of the communion of the Holy Trinity, basically throughout the whole world, right? This is what we're called to do. We're not only a people that has been gathered around the table, gathered and anointed through the grace of the sacraments and through the grace of her perennial Pentecost, the constant outpouring of the Holy Spirit that comes from the person of Jesus, the power needed to live a new way of life, to extend the kingdom. So the church is sent, not only gathered, but the church is sent. We see that at the end of Mass. Go, ite missa est, go, the Mass is ended, now go. And do what? Announce the gospel. It says bear witness to the gospel, to make present the reality of Jesus' love, of Jesus' victory, of his power, through signs and wonders, through the service and love of neighbor, all that stuff, all that reality is meant to flow from us. And when the church is healthy, it's flowing, it's moving, we're surrendered, we're living in the Spirit, we're walking by the Spirit, we're caring for our neighbor, we're proclaiming the gospel, we're expecting the manifestation and full working of the Spirit of God. And here's the things that's really in my heart, friends, is it seems like there are many, many in the church who, are very committed, who really penetrate and seek and desire to penetrate the mystery of the Eucharist, right? The source and summit of our faith. And that's totally appropriate and so important. But I don't see the same conviction and the same penetration of the mystery of Pentecost. It's like Pentecost is celebrated once a year as an amazing event that we remember. And that's, the church teaches so much more about it. The church is saying, yes, but there's so much more. And you're meant to be living from this flow of grace of the Holy Spirit. It's meant to be in you, empowering you with gifts and charisms and the rest to be able to manifest it, right, in others. So that's who we are. Paragraph 739, I just want to end. Because the Holy Spirit is the anointing of Christ, it is Christ who, as the head of the body, pours out the Spirit among his members to nourish, heal, and organize us, right, and order us toward the mission that we've been given. Lord, may your Holy Spirit animate, anoint, empower, cleanse, and lead everyone who's listening into a radical love for you and to a radical love of neighbor and a radical push to witness to Jesus and his mercy wherever we go in the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.